Hey friends, welcome to the Make Happiness Happen podcast. I'm your host, Shelley, and today's episode is a little bit different than normal. I actually had a very unique experience happen today that I wanted to share with you. So I really hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope it reminds you to maybe spend some time figuring out why you're here and what God is calling you to do with your life. I really believe that we each have a purpose and that we just need to spend some time digging into what that purpose is and then be courageous and live that purpose. So that's kind of what this episode is about. I hope you enjoy it. And once again, welcome to the Make Happiness Happen podcast. Hi, I'm Shelley Covert, and I have a question for you. Are you tired of putting on a fake smile and pretending you're happy when you're really not? Are you ready to stop chasing happiness and create it instead? This world we live in makes us believe we need something newer or bigger or better to be happy. But guess what? That's not real happiness. I'm going to teach you what I've learned about creating real, authentic happiness. So if you're ready to stop faking it and be happy for real, you're in the right place. This is the Make Happiness Happen podcast. Hello, friends. I just want to pop on here and share something that just happened with me today. So a little backstory in the sense that I'm working on some things in my life and in my business that I feel God is calling me to do. And I feel that Satan's presence in our world right now is very strong. And I can see some of that in my life and my business, because there are times when I know I should be doing something for my business and distractions come up or something comes up and I don't get it done. An example is this podcast that I'm doing, which I know is what I'm supposed to be doing. I really do enjoy it. I love it. But it's been 2 or 3 weeks, I think, since I posted a new episode. And there just always seems to be something that came up, got in the way. I just didn't get the episode done. And so, or I felt like it had to be perfect or something like that. And so that's kind of what's been happening. And this month is very busy for me. Like, I work my part-time job. I've worked 5 days a week with that. I've been doing weekend events. And so I've been very busy. So today was actually the first day that I didn't work my part-time job. I did have a Zoom. I'm part of a mentorship program, because I know that I need someone to do this with. And this leader that I'm following is a very strong Christian as well. And so she talks about a lot of how God works in our life. And so our Zoom was this morning. It was really good. She was talking about envisioning kind of what you want your future, like a year from now. What do I want my business to look like? What do I want my life to look like? And I was just in this really positive space, because I could see that my podcast was successful. I had more subscribers. I could see I was getting emails from the people that had been listening and who were learning from the things I was teaching. They were sharing their stories with me. Like, I was seeing the impact, the positive impact that I was having, and the people that I was helping, and I was building relationships. That's what I was envisioning as this future. And so I was super excited to get off that Zoom and record my podcast episode. And then with 10 minutes left in the Zoom, my daughter calls. And she doesn't call very often, she texts. And so when she calls, it's always something, not a positive thing. And so I texted and said, hey, I'm on this Zoom. Can you text, or can I call you in 20? And she texted back and said, my car won't start. Now, her car happens to be the newest of our 3 vehicles, but we have had more problems with that car than any of the other vehicles. And so this is a somewhat common occurrence. And I was just like, really? Again? Oh, gosh. And so back to me feeling like Satan's presence in this world is very strong right now. So this morning, what I have started doing, like, I read a devotion, and the devotion I read made a comment about how if God has done it in the past, he can do it again. And we've been watching the show Chosen, and it's about the disciples and everything. And I believe 100% that God gave those disciples the ability to heal. He gave them the abilities to cast out demons and do his work when they were ministering with him. So if God has done that in the past, he can do that for us again. And so this morning, and some days, what I have started doing is saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I command you to leave me alone today. And I did that this morning. I said that. And the more times that I've done that, the more I believe that God is giving me the power to do that, because I do believe that God is bigger than Satan. God has more power. And we can maybe harness some of that power if we're doing things, you know, that God is calling us to do. And so I said that this morning, and I was in this awesome mindset and just so ready to do this podcast. And then my daughter called, and I kind of laughed and I said, well, I guess I didn't ask him to leave my family alone. So as I'm changing clothes to go pick my daughter up at the gas station, because she was coming home from work for lunch, needed to get back to work, I was changing clothes and I said, okay, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave my family alone today. And I got in my car, got changed, got in my car, started the car, backed out of the garage, and my daughter called back and said, well, it started. I'm like, what? She said, yeah, when the gas station people came out to help me push it, it actually started. And I was like, that is amazing. And not that it's fixed or anything, you know, we don't know still what's wrong with it. But I told her this story, and I said, you know, between when she called to tell me it wasn't working and when it started, I had said, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I command you to leave my family alone. And I really believe that that was God stepping up, or God just saying, hey, I'm listening. I'm here with you. You know, don't forget that I love you. I'll bless you. I'll do the things that, you know, you need. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but because I don't believe like we have the power to just do everything, like, you know, all these, I'm having a hard time putting into words, but what I guess I'm trying to say is that I do believe that if we have prayed and if we have spent time in the Word and read the Bible, and like we have a connection with Jesus and we are focused on doing what He is calling us to do, I do believe that He can give us some of these supernatural powers in that sense. When we need them, He will be there to support us. And I think that today was a day that He did that. So I just want to encourage you, so that if you feel right now that you are being attacked by Satan, if you feel that presence, if you feel like you're being stopped from doing the things you know you're supposed to do, you know, lean into Jesus. God loves us. He is there for us. He wants to take care of us and protect us, you know, and there are so many people out there who need to hear about Jesus' love and the forgiveness and grace and all of those things. And we are modern day disciples. Like, that's what we are here for now. And so I just challenge you to step into your faith and to just really get clear on what it is God is calling you to do right now, and then have the courage to do that. And so I hope that this helped. I hope this inspired some of you, but I just wanted to share because, you know, I feel like this was a little miracle today, and I want to share those miracles because that's how we spread the positivity. That's how we know that Jesus is real. And I do believe 100% that if He did it in the past, He can do it again today. And He is here for us. He is here with us. And we are going to win this battle against the evil. You know, God is there. God is all powerful. We know that no matter what happens in this world right now, in the end, God wins. And we know that. And I don't know. So that I hope that gives you hope and peace and all of that. So, all right. I hope you have a blessed day. Wanted to share that. And I'll talk to you later. Bye. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the Make Happiness Happen podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. And even better, leave a positive review. If you want to dive deeper into the topics and discussions we have here, I would encourage you to head over to makehappinesshappen.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way for us to get to know each other even better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Make Happiness Happen podcast.